Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Following On. I'm John Norman, and for the next 20 minutes or so, alongside Gareth Batty and Steve Harmison, looking back at an action-packed morning session, an action-packed evening session, well, the latter stages of it, and a fight back from India after New Zealand roared back into contention. Four wickets falling in the morning session. India slumping, 32 for one, became 51 for five. Ravi Jadeja was the second of two wickets to fall in a Tim Southee over. But Ravichandran Ashwin and also Ridhwan Sahar pulled India back from the precipice and back into a position of strength. Sahar, not quite top scoring, but unbeaten on 61 alongside Shreya Iyer with 65. Meaning that late on day four, just as the sun was dipping down beyond the horizon, New Zealand was sent in to bat for a couple of overs, 284 runs to win, with three full sessions to play on day five. And they lost Will Young. They shouldn't have, though. Not for the first time, an umpire soaring off an opening batsman. But this time, Young and Latham didn't get their act together in time, and by the time Young tried to review the decision, the timer had reached zero and off he went. So a really poor ending to day four for New Zealand after a great start had raised hopes that they could actually take down India in their own backyard. That looks far off, but you never know. They've been ruled out or counted out before and managed to prove the doubters wrong. Let's see if they'll do it again in the first test of two. This is Following On. So, Gareth Batty, Steve Harmison alongside me. Well, let's go back to the start of the day, shall we? India overnight at 14 for one. They'd added 18 before Cheshire Pujara was the first at wicket to go. Caught down the leg side, another wicket for Kyle Jameson, who took another three wickets today. Well, let's hear how that first session played out on TalkSport 2.
Down the leg side, there's a big appeal for a catch. It's come off something. I may be imagining in it, but I thought I saw a deflection there. And so did Kane Williamson, and so did Tom Blundell, and they are going to review this. Ultra edge. Oh!
Just do it one more time.
Hello, hello. It's come off the glove. Chiteshwar Pujara has gone for 22.
You've got players in the India side who, they're not household names in Indian cricket. They are in Pujara and Rahane's case. They're probably playing for their places.
Oh, this might be out. He's got him. He's got him straight through. Jinky Rahane tried to defend that. It was just a straight ball at the stumps. Didn't spin this time. Might have even been a slight change of pace. We'll have to have a look at the pace in a moment. And Jinky Rahane's walking.
Oh, that's edge. Caught! He's taken it at second slip. Southee has another one. India are 51 for four, and Mayank Agarwal has gone.
A bit of mind games to play with. You know, what do these Indian batters do? Do they stick or twist? Are they looking to be positive?
That's very close indeed. Up goes the finger. Tim Southee's got rid of Ravindra Jadeja.
What is it about the third innings of a match? But not for the first time. And we saw this a lot during the summer. India just have the ticker, the nous, and the ability to get through these difficult passages of play. And that was, Gareth Batty, a really difficult passage of play for India, losing four wickets in quick time. At the point that Jadeja was dismissed, the lead was only nudging over 100. And it looked like New Zealand were actually, for the first time in 4 days, or 3.5 days at that stage, favourites to win the match.
Yeah, at that point it was 51 for 5 in the 19th over when Jadeja was dismissed. A pretty nice piece of bowling again from Southee from around the wicket. And you just felt, certainly watching it live and talking about it as we were, you just felt that New Zealand, they had a bit of a chance. You felt like they were one wicket away from blowing the Indian innings wide open and probably finishing them off. And I think it was the way that Ashwin came in and played. It was his third ball from Southee. He was in the middle of a wonderful spell. He drilled him straight down the ground with great technique, great precision, but also with that positivity that he brought to his innings. And he just, I mean, whether it was that he hit the ball a couple of times, he hit a couple of boundaries early on in the innings, whether that changed the ball and the shine and how it was operating. But up until that point, you were just thinking, blimey, every ball could have been a wicket. For me, he changed the complexion of the innings. He'd got to 20 pretty quickly, almost a run a ball, and then ended up sort of 32 at, I think, sort of 62 balls. So he slowed down as he went on when India had arrested sort of control back. But at that point, you were thinking, this is anybody's, and you were sort of almost thinking that New Zealand could take over. And then, as it's shown throughout the game, you get past and you get into the 30th over with the ball, and batting becomes so much easier. And then from then on in, it was just a matter of time for when India may declare.
Homi, I mean, will New Zealand be kicking themselves that they essentially went in with the wrong team? If Neil Wagner plays, are they on the cusp of a famous victory here?
Yeah, hindsight is a wonderful thing, but I think, like Bats has described it perfectly there, 51 for 5, Jameson and Southee, but you know, bowling as well as you've seen anybody bowl in a test match cricket in the subcontinent from a seam bowler's department, they were just let down by the backup. You know, toothless spinners, not really very, not effective. And I think if a Wagner had played, yes, it might have been a different story. But I don't think you can take too much away, you know, from the way Suresh Iyer had played. You've got to remember, this kid hasn't played a first-class match for 2.5 years. You know, he's got 100 in his first test innings. Then he's fielded for 143 overs. And then he's gone and basically held that batting unit together. I totally agree with what Bats are saying there. Ravi Ashwin's innings is the one that's just took the game away from New Zealand. But if it wasn't for Iyer and the way he sort of calmly composed himself in that middle period, then I think that's the difference between.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And then losing for me.
Yeah, well, look, you make mention of Shreyas Iyer. He's just been speaking for the second time in 4 days, by the way. The man answering the questions to Star Sport. Let's hear what he had to say. He began by discussing what it was like being at the crease with India on 51 for 5.
I've been in this situation before as well, but not with the Indian team. During my Ranji days, I remember I used to work in the similar kind of situation. So my mindset was just to play the session and try to play as many balls as possible. And I wasn't thinking way ahead. I was just trying to be in the present and play every ball at a time.
Did you know that you have become the first Indian batsman to get a century and a half century in the same test match? And after that, the list ends?
Yeah, I knew about it. When I came in and I asked one of my teammates, he was like, yeah, you're the first Indian, but there have been many other players who have done it in the past, but from international teams, other teams. So yeah, it's an achievement to cherish for, but you know, at the end of the day, we need to win the match, and that would be more important for me.
You walked in at 41 for 3, and you're naturally an attacking player. How do you curb those instincts?
It was really tough because, you know, Rahul sir, he had told me that you need to play as much as possible to stay till the end. Only then we can get to a good total. And, you know, I decided that I'm going to play as much balls as possible and see to it that we could get to a good total. And I felt that 250 odd runs, including the lead, would be really good on this wicket. And fortunately, we got more than that. So really happy with where we are right now.
You said 250 odd. Was there a chat in the side to be a little more urgent because of the losing light and maybe the way the New Zealand players batted? Could there have been a bit more urgency for the declaration, Shreyas?
See, to be honest, there wasn't much happening on the wicket. And even the first innings, you saw that once the ball got old, that time the ball was staying a bit low. And that's what we had discussed. We need to get to a competitive total. And you know, at the end of the day today, we got 275 or 280, I guess. And I feel that it's a really good total to defend on the last day. And we've got spin power. So, you know, we got to back our spinners and see to it that we get off to a good end.
Shreyas Iyer there speaking following day 4. First Indian to ever debut with a century and a 50 in the same match. Incredible for him. But let's not forget the start of the second session. New Zealand with India 84 for 5. Well, they thought if they could bowl India out in the session, they'd have a chance. 4 sessions to bat out. It didn't quite pan out that way. Let's hear how it went on TalkSport 2.
Short ball from Southee, pulled very nicely indeed by R. Ashwin. Through mid-wicket, Kyle Jameson is in pursuit, but the ball will win the race.
Here is Jameson once again. He's bowled him, he's played on, he's trying to run it down to third man. Ashwin has chopped it on.
Ajaz Patel in, and down the wicket comes Shreyas Iyer. He's decided it's time to move.
Oh, what a shot this is. He's like a gunslinger, actually. He just sort of wandered down the pitch and smacked it, shoulders back as if to say, come on, is that all you've got? Bang!
Eases this out to mid-off. And brings up his 50. That's the second time in this match he's passed 50. Incredible debut by Shreyas Iyer.
Class apart in this test match so far. 100 in the first innings, 50 in the second innings. What a test match debut it has been for Shreyas Iyer.
Oh, that might be out. He might be out, and he is. He's gone down the leg side. Nitin Menon is just checking that it is carried. And it has carried. Well, he's saying, square leg saying it's carried. And Shreyas Iyer seems to be walking. He went for the pull shot. It was kind of a half pull shot. He did hit the glove, and he is out. And hopefully Shreyas Iyer has now, someone has let him off the field.
84 for 5 at lunch. Was it a surprise, Bats, that, you know, with the game absolutely in the balance, at New Zealand on top, Kane Williamson opened up with Ravindra first over after lunch?
No, I think it was Steve talking at the time that he'd actually bowled pretty well in the game without the figures to back it up. And because he's a bit more over the top compared to Patel, I just felt like it was actually a really good decision. And it didn't quite work from a wickets column, but he's certainly his first 5 or 6 overs. He'd only gone for sort of 7 runs. So they'd gone for the holding the game stroke, still trying to take wickets, obviously. But it wasn't at that point, the ball was getting that bit softer. You couldn't blast anybody out. I thought it was quite smart and quite different. I don't think India would have expected it. Hindsight's a wonderful thing. It didn't quite work out, but I certainly don't think he bowled badly, and he created and did pretty much what the captain would have wanted, apart from that wicket that they were looking for.
There were a couple of chances, half chances in that afternoon session. Henry Nicholls putting Ridwan Saha down at mid-wicket, and then Latham, he got a fingertip to one in a similar part of the field. But, you know, credit to Saha. I mean, he's essentially he's carrying what looks like a pretty serious injury. Not life-threatening, but he couldn't keep wicket. He tried to keep wicket in the second innings and lasted two overs before Barrett had to come on for him again. But again, he just showed the experience, didn't he, with that innings. Watchful at the start, but he picked his bowlers to attack at a time. And, you know, it was at a time when the game was getting away from New Zealand as well. He put the pressure back on them. A couple of lofted drives or hauls, really, over mid-wicket. It was a priceless knock, really.
It was a smart knock as well. He not only did he pick his bowlers, but he picked on how he was going to hit his bowlers. He used the pace of what pace was left of Jameson and Saudi to sort of, you know, that back foot punch through sort of cover point and the sort of backward point region, because he had to change his technique a little bit. He was a lot more open-chested because he felt as though, in his eyes, that was the easiest way for him to line up the ball with what injury he had. All in all, he played a beauty of an innings. And, you know, along with Axar Patel there, got them to a position of strength. But, you know, when he first came in, I think the game was, you know, the game was just out of New Zealand's reach. But he played very, very nicely. And for somebody who had been off the field for so long, he adapted very, very well to the conditions and the situation.
Okay, so evening session was upon us. Saha was at the crease. Iyer had just been dismissed for 65, as you heard commentary there from Jarrod Kimber. Axar Patel, the new batsman. So let's hear how that evening session panned out.
Steered away, lovely shot from Saha, no third man, and you give him a little bit of width outside the off stump and they look and they feel like the easiest of runs. Here is Saudi, and that's driven sweetly down the ground. Oh, Axar Patel, he's playing with some freedom. He's playing with the kind of freedom of a man who thinks that this game is all but safe.
Southie down leg side, beautifully glanced by Ridwan Saha. He will pick up four runs there.
Down the wicket goes Ajaz Patel, gets to the pitch of the ball and smacks it over mid-wicket for a sweetly timed maximum. Saha turns it round the corner and the crowd are cheering for his 50s, a very, very popular cricketer.
Declaration, we're coming off.
We are, indeed, after 81 overs.
Oh, this is a good ball by Ashwin to strike the pad. He's given it. He has given it. He came forward to Will Young. It's going to be right around off stump. New Zealand make it two stumps at four runs for one wicket. They need 284, so they need another further 280 runs to win this game.
So, India really steering themselves away from trouble. 51 for 5, 103 for 6 when Ashwin was out. That was a seriously unlucky way to go, by the way. 167 for 7 on the stroke of tee, just possibly giving New Zealand outside hope. But Saha and Patel took it away from them. 61 not out, Saha. 28 not out, Patel. 6 wickets to the seam attack of Saudi and Jameson. 1 to Patel and nothing for Somerville and Ravindra. When New Zealand came out to bat, well, it always happens, doesn't it? They had 4 overs to bat out. And Will Young was given out leg before wicket. Guys, has the umpiring been up to standard, would you say, in this test match? Gareth Batty, I'll ask you. I mean, there's been a lot of incorrect calls. And if Will Young had reacted quicker, he would have easily overturned that one.
Yeah, consistently they've got decisions wrong. And I don't think it's been a particularly difficult surface to work out. The last one, the one this evening, you could almost forgive the umpire because of the lack of bounce. It's almost like it was a full ball, which it wasn't. When the ball's full, you can't always see the degree of turn. And I think the lack of bounce possibly was underestimated from the umpire. Totally understandable, because when you watch it in full speed, because it hits him sort of on the badge, on the pad, very low, you can almost understand why it's given. as soon as you think about it a bit more and you see where the ball's pitched and you see the position that Young got himself into, you're actually, literally a light bulb goes off and you said, no, that can't be hitting and it's missing by a decent way. But you can understand the how he's got that one wrong. Some of the others, I mean, there was one today where they were checking for the ball carrying through to the keeper. I think it was Shiris Iyer. For the one down the leg side. Why are you asking the third umpire? He's caught that just at shin height. It's obviously carried. We don't need to check that it's hit glove because you've already given it out. It was some of the things you just find a little bit mind-boggling.
Okay, so looking to day five, Harmy, any chance whatsoever? New Zealand needing 280 runs, 9 wickets in hand, 3 sessions to get them in. They'll probably have about 86 overs, I imagine. The light does go down pretty consistently at this part of the world. I mean, we haven't given New Zealand a chance pretty much since ball one, apart from about a 5-over spell earlier today. Anything changed?
No, not for me. I don't think they stand much of a chance. I think the way the scoring rate in the test match day upon day tells you that it's getting harder to score. And you can have the argument that if they don't lose any wickets in the first... You know, not many wickets in the first two sessions. They can have a go like a one-day game later on. I don't think that's going to happen on this surface. I think the bowling of Axar Patel, especially the way his pace and trajectory and the brilliance of Ravi Ashwin, I think it's an uphill task for the New Zealand side. A huge amount of weight on Tom Latham and Kane Williamson's shoulders. We saw a glimpse of Ross Taylor, but he hasn't had a bat for a long period of time. So I just think it's 2 wickets for India, Latham and Williamson. And if they get them early, then this game could be over between lunch and tea.
Bats, the thing that we have seen, though, whilst run scoring has been challenging at times, so is wicket taking. I mean, India did have to bowl 140 overs at New Zealand. You know, that was only yesterday, the tail end of that. After that 30-over stage, the ball gets soft. It stops scooting low. It's slow turn. It's a flat pitch. They will still back themselves to be able to bat this game out, if not to win it. I think you're right, Harmy. I don't think you're going to have chased down 280. But 3 sessions to bat out? That's doable, isn't it?
Yep, 100%. I sort of mentioned as we were coming off air, from watching, Somerville, in a weird way, could end up being a bit of, it's not tactical, but turn out to be genius that he's gone in, because he's a tall man, he's got a good technique, he has a good understanding of how the spinners are going to bowl to him. Unless he gets an absolute peach of a delivery, he's certainly not somebody who's going to give it away. I feel like he can occupy the crease, as he should in the first innings. So I suppose what I'm saying is, the more he can face, the more he can get close to that magical sort of 25 to 30 over mark, where then we know it's difficult to take wickets. I think in a strange way, he almost becomes the main component of giving New Zealand the best chance of batting out tomorrow, because he keeps the better New Zealand players, Williamson and Taylor, who've mentioned, away from the newer ball for longer, which I think does give them a glimmer of hope for batting the day out.
Brilliant stuff. Well, look, it's been stunning commentary again, guys, so I'll let you go. Another early start for you both tomorrow. That was Steve Harmison and Gareth Batty. They have been commentating throughout the day with Jared Kimmer and Neil Manthorpe. Delighted to say that Abhishek Jhunjhunwala will be joining the team for day 5 to see whether it will be India or New Zealand that emerge the happier of the two sides. It's unlikely, I agree, that New Zealand are going to win the match, but they walk off with a draw, especially when you consider the positions they found themselves in this test match at times and the fact that they lost the toss and India batted first. Well, that would certainly be seen as a success, added to the fact that a lot of these players have had absolutely no cricket for quite some time. So still plenty on offer, even if a New Zealand win now looks more than unlikely. It's been India's day, and it'll be India confident going into day 5 that they can wrap up victory. Thanks for joining us on the show. And here's how it sounded on TalkSport 2.
Carl Jameson continues. Down the leg side, there's a big appeal for a catch. It's come off something.
I may be imagining it, but I thought I saw a deflection there.
and so did Kane Williamson, and so did Tom Blundell, and they are going to review this. Ultra Edge. Oh!
Just do it one more time.
Hello, hello. Blind. It's come off the glove. Oh, dear me. Kyle Jameson's got another strangle down the leg side, and Chiteshwa Pujara has gone for 22. New Zealand have their first wicket of the day.
You've got players in the India side. They're not household names in Indian cricket. Pujara and Rahane's case, they're probably playing for their players.
Oh, this might be out. He's got him. He's got him straight through. Jiggy Rahane tried to defend that. It was just a straight ball at the stumps. Didn't spin this time.
Yeah, man. Oh, that's Edge. Caught! He's taken it at second slip. Southey has another one. India are 51 for 4, and Mayank Agarwal has gone. That's very close indeed. Up goes the finger. Tim Southey's got rid of Ravindra Jadeja. Short ball from Southey, pulled very nicely indeed by R. Ashwin. Through mid-wicket, Kyle Jameson is in pursuit, but the ball will win the race. Here is Jameson once again. He's bowled him. He's played on. He's trying to run it down to third man. Ashwin has chopped it on. It was back of a length, bounced steeply, about chest height. He tried to run it down to third man. He got a bottom edge. Ajaz Patel in, and down the wicket comes Shreyas Iyer. He's decided it's time to move.
He's like a gunslinger, actually. He just sort of wandered down the pitch and smacked it shoulders back as if to say, come on, is that all you've got? Bang!
He eases this out to mid-off and brings up his 50. That's the second time in this match he's passed 50. Incredible debut by Shreyas Iyer.
Class apart in this test match so far. 100 in the first innings, 50 in the second innings. What a test match debut it has been for Shreyas Iyer.
Oh, that might be out. He might be out, and he is. He's gone down the leg side. Nitin Menon is just checking that it has carried, and it has carried. Well, he's saying, square leg saying it's carried, and Shreyas Iyer seems to be walking. He went for the pull shot. It was kind of a half pull shot.
Saha turns it round the corner, and the crowd are cheering for his 50. He's a very, very popular cricketer.
Declaration, we're coming off.
We are, indeed, after 81 overs.
Oh, this is a good ball by Ashwin to strike the pad. He's given it. He has given it. He came forward, did Will Young. It's going to be right around off stump. New Zealand make it two stumps at 4 runs for 1 wicket. They need 284, so they need another further 280 runs to win this game.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to Amazon.com/sports ad free. That's Amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.